From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting official search for the cause of Saturday's plane crash. A U.S. military satellite detected a heat flash at the time a Russian jetliner crashed over the Sinai Peninsula last weekend, but the cause of the crash remains a mystery. Authorities have ruled out the possibility of a missile hitting the aircraft. Neither a missile launch nor engine burn has been detected. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Tuesday dismissed as propaganda claims by Islamic State insurgents that they brought down the jetliner. Authorities in Turkey detained 35 people Tuesday in an operation targeting supporters of a cleric accused of trying to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Media reports say raids in Izmir came 2 days after voters in Turkey decided to give back control of parliament to Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects. Kerry visited the country on the final leg of a five-nation tour in Central Asia. Earlier, Kerry was in Tajikistan for talks that included a focus on security threats.
And I emphasize the United States' commitment to continue to work with Tajikistan and with other countries in the region to strengthen the border security.
John Kerry. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be decided by the Syrian people and that keeping him in power is not crucial to Russia's objectives. A spokeswoman also warned that regime change in Syria could become a regional catastrophe. For more on that story, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Even before the text of a massive Pacific Rim free trade accord is made public, U.S. lawmakers of both political parties are voicing skepticism about the Trans-Pacific Partnership's chances of being approved by Congress next year. Michael Bowman reports.
Asked about its chances for congressional approval, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley spoke bluntly.
Very tough. Doesn't mean it can't be done, but it's going to be a tough lift.
Democrat Maria Cantwell agreed.
I think that in an election year, it's obviously hard to do anything of major consequence.
Negotiated between the United States and 11 other nations that together account for about 40% of global economic output, TPP would create the world's biggest free trade bloc and serve as President Barack Obama's crowning achievement in international commerce. Michael Bowman, The Capital.
A cyclone slammed into southeastern Yemen, bringing with it strong wind and heavy flooding. The rare cyclone caused damage in the country's fifth-largest city. Cyclone Chapala made landfall Tuesday in the town of Maklala, packing winds of up to 130 kilometers an hour. Residents say the storm submerged cars, knocked out power, and caused many residents to flee their homes. Iraqi politician Ahmad Chalabi died Tuesday of a heart attack. Lawmakers and state television said Chalabi died in Baghdad, where he was serving as chairman of the parliament's finance committee. The 71-year-old Chalabi helped push for the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. The head of U.S. military forces in the Pacific says the recent deployment of U.S. warships near a Chinese-built island in the South China Sea should not be considered a threat to China. Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, spoke to a group of American students at Peking University in Beijing Tuesday. The 2016 presidential election is a year away, but it is Election Day in the United States today. Voters throughout the country are voting to fill state and local government positions, and some places they're also voting in referenda on issues affecting communities. Voters in two states are electing governors. Pre-election polls show Republican Governor Phil Bryant headed to easy re-election in the southern state of Mississippi. In the state of Kentucky, Democratic State Attorney General Jack Conway and Republican Matt Bevin are locked in a tight race. Voters in the large Midwest state of Ohio are deciding whether to legalize recreational and medicinal use of marijuana. And in the southern city of Houston, Texas, that's the fourth largest city in the U.S., voters are deciding whether to approve non-discrimination protections for homosexuals and transgender people. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.